He is reportedly in the USA at present. Another candidate for inventor of a German UFO is the Austrian scientist Victor Schauberger, who, after being kidnapped by the Nazis, reportedly designed a number of flying discs in 1940, using a flameless and smokeless form of electromagnetic propulsion called diamagnetism. Schauberger reportedly worked for the U.S. government for a short time after the war, before dying of natural causes. Prior to his death, he was quoted as saying, "They took everything from me." Everything. No one knows for certain if he meant the Nazis or the Allies. That someone was flying highly unconventional disc-shaped objects shortly after World War II was made plain by the now public comments of U.S. Army Lieutenant General Nathan Twining, then in charge of the Army Air Force's Air Material Command, AMC. In mid-1947, 2 years after the war ended, flying saucers were being reported both in Europe and America. General Twining wrote that the phenomenon reported is something real and not visionary or fictitious. He went on to describe attributes of such discs as having extreme rates of climb, maneuverability, particularly in roll, and action which must be considered evasive when sighted or contacted by friendly aircraft and radar, lending belief to the possibility that some of the objects are controlled either manually, automatically, or remotely, allowing a small glimpse into the reality of such radical technology, Twining concluded. It is possible within the present U.S. knowledge, provided extensive detailed development is undertaken, to construct a piloted aircraft which has the general description of the object, which would be capable of an approximate range of 7,000 miles at subsonic speeds. If technical knowledge in the 1940s was advanced enough to construct a workable flying saucer, the public was never to hear about it. Beginning in the late 1940s, a national security lid was placed on the subject. But it is fascinating to recall that one of the first and best documented cases of mysterious abductions took place in September 1961, when Betty and Barney Hill, under hypnosis, recalled being taken aboard a circular craft manned by men in black uniforms. Barney Hill described the leader as a German Nazi wearing a shiny black jacket, scarf, and cap.